Welcome to TechNet Radio, your guide to the IT universe.
Hello and welcome back to TechNet Radio. This is our show for Tuesday, March 27th, 2007. I'm Aurora Queen. Thanks for joining me today. For today's show, we're talking about another Vista tool. This one is called the Windows Vista Hardware Assessment. This tool can help you assess your PCs and whether they're ready to upgrade to Vista. Excellent tool to save you money, revealing that you may not have to buy as much new hardware as you thought to upgrade your PCs to Vista. Chris Avis sits down with Baldwin Ng. Baldwin works with customers, partners, and Microsoft product teams to build solution accelerators. And after that discussion, I'll wrap it up, as usual, with some information on URLs and webcasts. Here's Chris Avis with Baldwin Ng on TechNet Radio.
Good day to everyone, and welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Chris Avis. I am an IT Pro Evangelist with Microsoft. And today we are speaking with Baldwin Ng.
That's right.
And Baldwin is a product manager for the Microsoft Solution Accelerators Core Engineering Team. Very long title.
I know.
And he is charged with working on building solution accelerators for products like Windows Vista and the Hardware Server Platform Team. So welcome, Baldwin, and thank you for taking time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Chris.
Excellent. So today we're going to talk about the Windows Vista Hardware Assessment Solution Accelerator.
That's right.
Another kind of long title. But first, why don't you give us a brief explanation as to what a solution accelerator is?
Sure, definitely. Solution accelerator is a free downloadable tools and guidance available typically and targeted for IT professionals who may have purchased some software from Microsoft from all different areas, whether it's server-based, clients, info workers, so Office, Vista, SharePoint, and lots of server products. But they might find themselves wanting to know more about how to architect the entire product lines into their environment. Or maybe they actually haven't purchased any product yet. They'd like to figure out how to migrate and or if they should migrate at all.
So do some pre-implementation evaluation.
That's right. Right. But the key is we provide solution accelerators in the form of software automated tools as well as best practice guidance.
Excellent. All right, so let's take this from the Vista Hardware Assessment Solution Accelerator. If I just take that name, the tool kind of leads me to believe that it's used to evaluate the hardware, and I'm going to assume also maybe the driver or software that goes with it.
That's right.
In preparation for deploying Vista into the environment.
Exactly.
Is that correct? Okay.
And I would also emphasize that this also helps you in considering the actual migration. And a lot of times, IT pros might consider a multi-phase approach of migrating their desktops. And they might be considering a certain group of PCs, and those might be slightly older, you know, 2 or 3 years old. But a lot of times, there's a lot of debunking of myths that we have to do here. I had a customer that actually recently very delighted and very surprised after scanning their environment of a lot of 2-year-old computers. And he was fully ready to spend his IT budget to totally replace all the laptops. And guess what? He didn't have to at all. Oh. As a matter of fact, these 2-year-old machines, when they were purchased, they were Windows XP Professional SP2, but they were, you know, a bit higher grades, being the speed of the processor up to the Vista standard. And there's a large enough hard disk and good enough system memory. Only some of the PCs, only about 20% of his PC, had to be upgraded with a little bit more memory, and they're good to go. So he saved tons of IT dollars for something else now, which is a pleasant surprise to him.
Yeah, very nice. That put the extra video cards in the machine, run some games at work, maybe.
So. Yeah, maybe.
All right, so with this tool, what does the Vista Hardware Assessment tool do? When you run the tool, what is the process that it's doing, and what does it give back to the IT pro?
Right, yeah, absolutely. This tool, let me just explain in a three-step process. First, it utilizes different inventory methods and will discover as well as query individual PCs on the network. So that's what we call the network discovery part. And then the step two would be, once we have all this information queried and pulled from individual PCs, we would then analyze it. So that's an analysis part. against the Windows Vista specs of various kinds, not just hardware, not just device driver compatibility, but also BIOS, blacklist is something that we would check these individual PCs against. And in case that you run into some issues with certain BIOS, you need to flag the IT pro to actually go ahead and update that PC first before installation. We give you that flagging so you wouldn't suffer any kind of installation problem if you didn't know about the requirement for BIOS updates, went ahead and installed first and run into issues later. So we try to kind of preemptively giving you everything that you need on a PC-by-PC basis. So three-step process, discovery, and then analyze, and then the third piece is creating the readiness reports in the form of Microsoft Word, overview document, as well as an Excel spreadsheet, more of a nitty-gritty PC-by-PC level. So, you know, a business owner who might be considering Vista, we use the overview document, understand where they're now as is, where they, how ready are they currently without touching the laptops or PCs or pulling, you know, system memory out and putting in more memory there, where are they at today and where they could be tomorrow if they decide to put in some upgrades. And like the case I mentioned earlier, 80% of this guy's laptops actually are mostly ready to go. That's that's rather nice.
Yes.
Instead of actually spending all of the money to replace all the PC when you later on you find out you didn't have to.
Okay.
Right.
So you mentioned the reporting, which is the last stage of this. What is in those reports? So what kind of guidance does the tool give to the IT pro that runs it?
Right. So let's take it one step at a time. The first one is the Word document. It's an overview document that automatically get generated once the Vista readiness analysis is complete. And it spits out a report in a Word format. It will walk you through, give you some pie charts explaining how ready are the individual PCs and group them together in the form of, there's one section that says they're ready for Vista right now. And then B could be they're not ready. And then C could be maybe a small portion of the PC were either disconnected from the network during the inventory of the WVHA process, and therefore we cannot, if we can't find them, they're disconnected, we can't analyze. So we'd split them into three pieces in a pie chart, and we provide it into two views. The first view is where you are today without touching the system resources, upgrading anything on your computers, and it gives you the kind of the point B. If you were to increase your system memory slightly, clear up some disk space from your hard drive, etc., would you be able to increase the portion of the ready PCs in the pie chart?
Okay.
And so that gives the customer, the business owners, a viewpoint of where they are today and where they could be tomorrow. And it's designed to work hand-in-hand with other business presentations that Microsoft provides to consultants or IT professionals about the basic business value of Vista. So this report should work hand-in-hand with those presentations. The hope is that if the customer understands the full value of Vista, at the same time, now you know more than ever, informed with their specific environment's readiness, with the two pieces of information, they would be able to make a call about how much of a migration they'd like to deploy.
Okay. So the tool itself, when you install it, do you have to install it on a server and run the scan from a server?
No,
can
not
you run
at all.
It from any machine?
Right. It can be installed in most of the machines I can think of. It runs on Windows XP, SP2, so a PC or laptop. It can run on a Windows Server 2003 R2, so you can run it on a server machine as well. You can also run on a Windows Vista desktop machine.
Okay.
Those are the three operating systems we work on currently.
Is there any advantage to running it on a workstation
versus
a server?
Not any particular reason, with the exception that if, let's say, the listeners here, some of you might be consultants, and you actually work with you know, the Microsoft and your end customers, you typically want to install the WVHA on your, we call it the consultant laptop.
Right.
Therefore, it's more portable. You can run different companies' environments that way. However, if you're an IT professional, say for a large bank, for example, you're more than likely, you're always going to be in the same place. You probably have access to a lot of servers. You can run it on a server or run it on a desktop in your static location.
Okay. How does the tool collect the information? I'm kind of familiar with, using systems management server, sure, deploying an agent out, and then by virtue of that agent, we can do hardware inventory, software inventory, deployment of items as well. Does this tool require an agent to be deployed to the clients?
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, the answer is no, and that makes us somewhat different and somewhat special in the marketplace. Is that, first of all, we did quite a bit of research from the last 12 and 18 months in understanding the need for different kinds of assessment technologies. Mm-hmm. And we find out that a lot of times, whether as IT pros considering some form of migration of whether it's client machines or server machines, or consultants helping IT pros try to figure this out, they typically, during this, we call it a pre-sales or evaluation phase, they typically would rather not install any agents of any kind to touch the kind of the security confines of mm-hmm. of the customer environment, especially if the consultant and the customer, if they do not yet have a relationship.
Right.
The consultant don't want to be liable to the security network, nor would the customer want to necessarily allow someone that's somewhat of an unknown quantity to actually touch their network that way and install agents everywhere in the PCs.
And that would also increase the provisioning time as well, having to plan out the deployment of
exactly.
an agent,
exactly. That's right. That's right. Those logistics become cumbersome. So therefore, the agentless scanning and inventory and assessment, it's really a very powerful way of managing this kind of logistics and making it easier. The key is we want to assess the PC network very quickly in this case. In a matter of hours, instead of you as an IT pro, listening today, going to the back room, maybe, frantically going through a laborious process to manage your assets and log them and analyze them one by one, it's impossible. And it's especially acute in mid-sized businesses, as well as what we call the lower enterprises, with thousands of computers. Some of you may not have the opportunity to leverage SMS technology just yet.
Right.
And therefore, you don't even have an in-house asset as well as system management software. So you might find out that running WVHA is the first time that you ever give you some insights about all there is you want to know about your assets, your servers, your clients in this case, on your environment.
Okay. So if there's no agent,
right,
how are we scanning those machines?
Exactly. So that's the second part of the answer to your question. Through technologies such as WMI, Active Directory Discovery, and other low-level Win32 networking protocols,
okay,
we'll be able to actually find your machines and analyze them.
Okay, and so WMI, just for the benefit of everyone out there and all the acronyms that we threw out, that's Windows Management Instrumentation.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, and that's built into which operating systems that we have currently?
WMI is enabled for the most part from Win 2000 all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, we've been able to actually query most of the machines down to even Win 95 machine, Win 98 machines.
Really?
Yeah. But occasionally, WMI is in the old days, in the older OS, may not be as reliable. So sometimes we may not have enough of integrity of information we gather. So
and do we really want to be upgrading Windows 95 machines to Vista?
No,
probably?
In this case, it's pretty much a no-brainer. So in a lot of cases, we recommend them to refresh the machine
set.
Right,
right.
That's right.
So we don't have an agent, so it's not managed in that fashion. We're using WMI. So from a security perspective, how secure is that? I mean, it would lead me to believe that we have to have at least administrative rights on the machine
correct.
That we're scanning.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So let me address it twofold. First of all, operationally, in order to have this WVHA tool runs on the network, you have to put in during the process, the wizard process of this tool, you would need to enter Active Directory domain membership credentials. So as a member, you will have the right typically to find other users of AD.
Okay.
On the Active Directory for us or domain. And second piece is because we do need to, once we discover the PC, we want to pull information from those PC to this centralized, let's for the sake of simplicity, call it the consultant PC running WVHA.
Right.
We're going to need that local ambient rights of the in order for
sure.
WMI to work. And therefore, let's two scenarios. If you're an IT pro and you're managing your network, you'll be entering your own. If it's a consultant and maybe the customer is not yet comfortable giving you the credentials,
mm-hmm.
they can go to your laptop and punch in the credentials that way. Now, you may worry that the password is going to be persisted. The answer is no.
Okay.
It's not persisted. So next time you run, it's not going to be there anymore. And second piece is we'll also encrypt the data end-to-end from the endpoints, being the consultant laptop running the BVHA, to the point where the PC is, where we touch them and query them.
Oh, excellent.
So it's end-to-end can encrypted, and therefore it's very, very secure. And as we all know, all software coming from Microsoft goes through the very stringent security council review process.
Yes.
And WVHA goes through that as well.
Okay.
And it's gotten the approval.
Excellent. So to kind of set everyone at ease, that means that, you know, Hacker A can install this machine or this tool to his machine, somehow gain access to your network, and then scan things. They're going to have, I'm guessing at minimum, domain admin rights, where the domain admin account is in the local administrators group or something of that nature.
Right.
Or at least local administrative rights.
Local administrative rights of the PCs and an active domain membership of that domain.
Okay. Now, does this require a domain or Active Directory to work?
No. As a matter of fact, it's a good point. We know that some customers have workgroups and peer-to-peer networks.
Okay.
So therefore, and also sometimes you may have standalone PCs just hanging around the edge of your network. You could put in AD and have AD find it. We'll also give you a way to actually manually enter specific credentials to a specific machine.
Okay.
And then through the Win32 and Win Networking Protocol, we'll be able to help you find NT40 domain machines, workgroup, and peer-to-peer networks too.
Okay.
So we find all kinds of network, no matter how old they are.
Excellent. So I'm gonna kind of branch off here. I'm in a scenario where I'm a remote employee.
Right.
So I work out of my home office quite a bit.
That's right.
Can my IT administrator send me an email saying we need to do an assessment on your machine, make sure you're connected via RAS or VPN at this time?
Right.
And then could it be scanned over that WAN link?
Yes, that's right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very nice. Very nice. So that provides that a capability for people that have remote sales staff or just remote staff in general.
Exactly.
Scan those machines and do that assessment.
Exactly, that's right. Currently, because of kind of the limitation, or I would say that the good security policy, you have to have it connected. You have to have the right credentials. So if you don't have any of those happening, then we can't scan it, and that's to be expected, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or in some cases, you don't want certain PC to be scanned. You're more than welcome to disconnect it too.
Okay. So when you do this, let's take the Active Directory environment where the tool does Active Directory lookups to find the client machines.
Right.
Can you set any kind of exclusions, or is it all inclusive all the time? Whatever is connected at that time is scanned?
Right. So a very good point. A couple of things right now. Currently, there is a limit of 5,000 computers.
Okay.
So which means that if, let's say you have 3,000 PC, then there certainly wouldn't be an issue to scan all 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 10,000, for example, we will find the first 5,000 that we can find, and we'll analyze them for you for the Vista readiness around hardware and device compatibility. And then the next 5,000 will be skipped because you went up to the limit. There are currently several workarounds. One is to go through a special workaround that we can probably discuss it offline, maybe in a news group. The other opportunity is for you to run the tool again against the same database that the first 5,000 are stored.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we can't kind of graphically show you today because it's radio. Would definitely advise all of you to go to the on-demand webcasts that we have on TechNet.
Right.
And see how it plays out, or read a Getting Started guide about how the database works. Because essentially every scan you do, you can choose to open a new database for that scan, or you can choose to accrue it to the same database.
Excellent. Yeah, and for our audience, those webcasts are actually very easy to discover. You can just go out to Microsoft.com and search for Vista Hardware Assessment.
That's right.
You can find the tool. There's white papers, there's overviews, and there's links to webcasts as well.
Exactly.
I found those this morning very easily when I was doing some basic prep for the interview.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Good. The other point, too, is in version 2, WVHA will have the ability for IT professionals today to actually target specific OUs within the Active Directory or operating units. Within an Active Directory.
So a more granular level
of assessment. More granular level
of
targeting, we call it.
Okay.
And we are very likely going to have also the capability of importing a list of machines. So let's say you may be using SMS or even Alteras and other mm-hmm. nice software that people use to manage the manage the assets. You can actually grab a flat file and import it to WVHA and ask WVHA to target those specific PCs. So those are two new features to come, and we definitely would love to actually have all of you join our WVHA beta program for V2, which will be open sometime in early April.
Okay. And we'll make sure we get links to that information
exactly.
As a part of the interview as well. So look for those on this same page. Whatever you clicked on to be listening to this, look for the links to that beta as well.
Exactly.
If it's available at that time. All right. So this tool, I've used tools like the best practices analyzers before, which allow you to run it against, say, an ISA server, an Exchange server, and it
sure.
looks at the best practices, how it's configured. Our log files set right, what changes have been made, non-standard configurations.
Right.
That tool goes out every time you launch it, and it tries to connect to the internet to get the latest set of best practices.
That's right.
And I'm going to assume that this tool needs to have something. We're either going to upgrade it periodically, or there's something so that we can get the latest set of hardware specifications, because every single day, new hardware releases. Is
That's
that
right.
same type of feature?
Yeah, you're
in?
Right on that. We do have the updates capability. It's one of the checkboxes you should check during the process of every scan.
Okay.
It's a check for the Microsoft.com update. It will give you if there's a new list of devices, device drivers, location, and compatible information will effectively beamed it to you. And secondly is if there's any new list of BIOS that are on the Microsoft BIOS blacklist, if you will also send information to you so your WVHA machine will have the latest information.
Okay. I started down this path a little earlier and I kind of went off on a tangent, but I want to kind of wrap this up. We talked a little bit about you need to have local admin rights. It runs on Windows 2000 and later. We should be able to scan most of the current Windows operating systems we're running, and you suggested we may even be able to go back all the way to Windows 95 if
right,
necessary.
Right.
Are there any other requirements on the client machines? Do any particular services have to be running? Any ports for firewalls need to be open? Anything of that nature?
Right, yeah. So in order for – this is because that we want to make sure that it's compliant to the best practice from Microsoft from the security standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. If you have a software firewall or hardware firewall turned on and block all the WMI calls, indeed, we will not be able to actually query them. We might be able to still find them because of Active Directory. You put in Active mm-hmm. Directory credentials. So therefore, in order for you to have a successful assessment and a satisfactory results from WVHA, you will have to open up the, I believe it's DCOM 135, and there's another file and print port that you have to open as well. I think it might have been 179.
I think it's actually like 435 and 137. The NetBIOS ports, the file and print.
Right,
and
right. The details, it's available in the Getting Started guide. So
yes.
I apologize, I don't have it with me. But for sure, DCOM 135. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of other ports you need to open. And then we'll be able to find all of those things required.
Okay.
And you can do it through a group policy editor. You can put those exceptions there. You can have a short window if you've, you know, if that's how you desire to run the scans. And then you can take out the exceptions once everything is completed.
Okay. Is this tool scriptable at all? Can it be automated in any way?
Good point. We're actually currently looking for the as a V2 feature to actually make it scriptable. But currently, it does not allow the ability to. And that's something also I like to kind of find out from the audience, too. I mean, would that be helpful to you if it's scriptable so that you can schedule, the specific inventory scans?
Mm-hmm.
And might be very, very useful. And we've heard from several customers in the enterprise environment, maybe they have global operations and they want to just scan the Asia-Pacific, you know, machines a certain time and scan the European and Middle East machines at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that we like to get some feedback on from audience today and see if that's a good feature to add for V2 as well.
Okay. Yeah. So look for those links. I know that my email link should be there and I can certainly filter it through and we'll see if we can't make sure that Baldwin's email is on the links as well. Okay. So let's move forward a little bit. So this tool sounds like it's kind of encroaching on the turf normally owned by SMS. Is there a tipping point where a customer who might be using this tool may need to shift to SMS. You've already said that mm-hmm. there's a 5,000 machine scan limit.
Right.
Do customers who have 6,000 and 7,000 machines, does it make more sense to go with SMS versus this tool?
Or? Yeah, this is a good question. We come up several times. I think the short answer is no, we're not encroaching with SMS. As a matter of fact, we work very, very closely with the SMS product management team to make sure that they feel comfortable and we integrate the full story of system mm-hmm. management. First and foremost, WVHA is not a management tool.
Right.
It's meant to be used the first couple of times when you're planning during the evaluation phase of your, in this case, client migration. Mm-hmm. We still strongly encourage and I recommend everyone to use tools like SMS or even System Center Essential if you're in a smaller organization and mid-sized companies to use those asset management, system management tools to manage your assets that way. What we're seeing, though, is when someone does not yet have a relationship with a consultant, but this customer might be interested in evaluating their readiness for Vista, and they haven't really purchased SMS yet, so they're kind of in a conundrum. They couldn't get moving on it because they need a tool to give them the answer so that they can decide if right. they could migrate or not. So and therefore, this fills the void in the marketplace. Again, it's not meant to be used on a regular basis. Because you will find that if you want to manage your assets on a regular basis, WVHA does not give you all the capabilities of managing your right. assets in that regard.
Okay. Can the information that's collected by the hardware assessment tool, can mm-hmm. it be used by SMS in any way?
Right now, we're actually considering this likely will be more of a V3 feature
okay.
to potentially pass the information back up to SMS
okay.
so SMS can use it. Again, it's an integration that we have to work with SMS team on it, and sure. We're definitely looking to that particular scenario as well. But it's not currently available that way.
Okay. Is there a homepage or a blog site for this tool?
Yeah, so there is. The homepage is really easy. If it's an English audience, it's www.microsoft.com/technet, TECHNET/WVHA.
Okay.
And from there, it will give you a host of different information, different pages about overview, about the installation prerequisites, the ports to be open type thing, as well as the underlying inventory technologies. And then you can also download not just a tool from that page, but also a data sheet that gives you kind of like a nice two-pager. If you're a consultant, you want to tell a customer about it in a kind of elevator pitch mode, you can use a data sheet. There's also best practice guidance about how to use the tool. And that document called Getting Started Guide is also available from that website as well.
Okay. Is there a blog?
Maybe blog,
a team
yes.
blog for this? Well?
There is the Windows Vista team blog is available for us to talk about all kinds of Vista deployment tools.
Right.
And I did put a post on that too. So I make sure that blog link is much longer.
Okay.
We'll make sure we put it on the page so audience can also click there and get a little bit a deeper dive of this tool.
Okay. And I'll blog about this interview as well. So by the time you're listening to this, there will be a post. I'll try to make it as discoverable as I can. I'll have a tag for Vista. Just look for the Vista tag, and it should be a fairly recent post to my blog and make sure it's discoverable so we can
That's
get
right.
out and find all of that information. All right, Baldwin, so what are the next steps? Do you have any kind of call to action for our listeners as far as getting to use this tool or the future direction
sure,
of this tool?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. What I like to do is make sure that all of you will get a chance to download the tool. So go to the URL that I mentioned earlier in this session, and nothing beats actually reading the menu as well as playing with the tool. I stress the reading menu part first, because a lot of times you may find out that we actually have a lot of early beta users, and I myself included sometimes, just run the tool and find out that I'm not getting the results I want. Most of the machines are saying that they're insufficient data. Well, oh yeah, of course. I put in the incorrect credentials, and I didn't even have local admin rights, and I didn't coordinate with the other administrator. Well, of course, you're not going to get a result. So make sure you read the Getting Started Guide. We go through, it's actually not very long.
Right.
So read that, and then play with the tool. Figure out how it works, and then start having conversation with either your admins or your IT pros you work with, if you're consultants, and start engagements with them, because a lot of consulting companies are now using WVHA as part of their key component of Vista Readiness Assessment. The other piece is we're not stopping here. We have V2 project ongoing, and we just started the feature gathering process. And very soon, in early April, we'll be opening up the beta program for public users to join and participate. And from the last release, we have to thank a lot of you who might be listening, who might be our V2 beta program users. We have 12,000 of you there, actually 12,500
wow.
or so.
Wow.
And they really help us, these near 13,000 people, really help us to increase the quality. And we like to up the bar even more in our quality mm-hmm. and robustness and the richness of feature set for V2. So watch for the Microsoft Connect beta recruitment announcement for WVHA V2 in early April.
All right, excellent. So I would like to thank everyone for listening to us today. Thank you very much, Baldwin, for coming in and speaking with us about these tools. Thank you all for listening to TechNet Radio. You have a great day.
Baldwin Ng speaking with Chris Avis on TechNet Radio. I posted all the links that Baldwin mentioned up on our site, Microsoft.com/TN Radio, under additional resources. There's a link there if you'd like to download the tool, and also links to the homepage, Vista Team blog, and also Baldwin's TechNet webcast, using Windows Vista hardware assessment to determine the capabilities of your organization's computer hardware. Since this is an on-demand webcast, if you visit that page for the webcast, you can choose how you want to access that content. If you want to download the audio-only version podcast, you can do that too. So that's all I have for you today. Email me, tnradio@microsoft.com, or give our listener line a call. Thanks for tuning in today. I look forward to next week. I'm Aurora Queen for TechNet Radio.
Have comments or want to request a story idea? Call us at 1-877-814-6506.